Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. Annie Adams, a so-called phrenologist who's been reading the past, present, and future of Butte's gullible citizens for the past week, was arrested yesterday by Officer Jerry on a charge of robbery following a complaint made by William Richards, who claims he was mysteriously relieved of $15 by the woman. "You recently lost your money," Richards declares, was one of the remarkable disclosures of the woman. Richards said he did not realize the significance of the revelation while he sat wonderingly among the oriental drapings of Madame Adams' den of mystery at 114 North Main Street. Soon after, though, he found himself on the street and, reaching for his money, discovered it was gone. It was then that his admiration for the woman's marvelous powers turned to another feeling, and he sought the aid of the police. The Adams woman was placed in city jail without bonds, while her small daughter was placed in the emergency hospital. Last Friday, Annie Adams had been ordered by Captain O'Connell to move from a booth she had taken up in the city market, with the permission of Mayor Stodden, she claimed. Other dealers in the market had complained that persons who came to the market, presumably to save money, were lured into the booth to have their fortunes told, and came out to purchase fewer of the necessities of life. "I have repeatedly refused to assist gypsies, fortune tellers, and their ilk to get permits to rob the public, but it appears that they've been able to get permits from Mayor Stodden," Chief Murphy said. "Some years ago, a fortune teller robbed a Butte woman of $530, which happily we were able to procure before he got away. That instance settled the question for a while, but the city's full of them again." Mayor Stodden, according to Chief Murphy, has issued permits to a number of gypsy bands lately who are camping in the vicinity of Butte. The Adams woman is thought to be a member of a band that arrived in the city several weeks ago in automobiles. "They are the typical type of rovers supposed to hail from the old world. The police department is investigating the activities of the rest." Citizens of the Lake Avoca district yesterday showered the sheriff's office with complaints of the large number of campers in the vicinity. One report declared that about 100 of the wanderers had taken up abode near the lake and that citizens were in fear of them. The complainants were informed that if properly prepared complaints were drawn up, the sheriff's office would see that they were served, but that no basis for action currently exists. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.